outside the riverbank. Now, a number of years ago, the council applied for much larger works, including the sump, but they also wanted to dredge along the main bridge there between Belfast and Arder and remove some vegetation. But when that went to Mbord Pinola, the planning was refused at that stage. And while we're waiting now on the major study for sea grants for flood recommend relief work for the whole town, we actually need some of these short-term measures. And we have been lobbying quite a while after the council was turned down. I say it was nearly 2 years ago for these other minor works. So just today, first of all, that the department has allocated to Charity McConnell's office $100,000. But now the council has to go now back to Mbord Pinola. And because we believe this sump is on the town side of the embankments, it doesn't actually interfere with the river or the embankments, that they'll give it a go-ahead. And this work is deemed necessary to stop the water rising within the town itself. Obviously, we need much larger work done to stop the river coming across the embankments, but everybody will be delighted to hear the news from Minister McConnell's office this morning that at least a sump will go ahead. What will happen then is this is the lowest point in the town, a lot of the storm drains in the town, a lot of the water gather, and there'll be a sump put in there which will allow the water to be pumped out of that and over the embankment into the river, which will stop the last time we had Fun Park and Round Aldi. Parts of Michaelhannes and other places in the town were flooded, caused quite a bit of damage, and there was a big cost to the town. But as I say, this is a big step going forward to get this 100,000 now and to get Mbord Pinola. And as I say, these are temporary works until the big Seaframs project starts in Malbuffet, which will be a good few years away yet.